Welcome to Constructive Curiosity, a podcast that promotes personal growth, authenticity, and helping others through inspirational messages, techniques for success, and interviews with extraordinary people. Follow and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram at Constructive Curiosity or listen on your preferred podcast platform. The journey begins now.
Hello and welcome into Constructive Curiosity, your podcast that focuses on personal and professional growth. And in today's episode, we're going to be diving into the essential skills of crafting an impactful resume and cover letter. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out in your career, mastering these documents is crucial for landing your dream job, so let's get started. First off, let's talk about resumes. Your resume is essentially your professional highlight reel showcasing your skills, experiences, and accomplishments. But how you do that and how you make your resume stand out is going to be essential to making you actually get viewed and be pulled out of the sea of applicants no matter what position you're looking at. So there's various different ways you can do resumes. Some people feel like, oh, well, it should be very standard black and white in a certain format that everyone has seen traditionally over years. Others say, no, this is a more modern time. It's time to stand out, add some color here, add a pop there, make my picture on it, different things like that. And the true answer is nobody's really wrong there. It depends on your industry. Like we talked about in last week's episode about LinkedIn profiles, you have to understand the industry that you're going for, where you're working in, and how to make that work for you. So that leads us right into our first tip, which is tailor your resume for the job you're applying for. And this also expands to the industry. So when you're applying for a job, understand what it's talking about. Generic resumes will typically be passed over quickly by algorithms that are your initial front line that you have to be able to get through. So if you're not hitting the different position description details, the key skills, items like that, you're not going to even make it through the initial automation that's going to be pulling you out and saying whether you're a good candidate or not. So make sure that you customize each resume that you submit based on the highlights, skills, and experiences that are most relevant to the position. Tip number two, keep it concise and focused. Hiring managers often spend just a few seconds scanning each resume, so make sure that yours is easy to read, to the point, and stick to a one page if possible. So we'll talk about this a little bit more, and I'll go through what I've looked at as a hiring manager and how I've made it work for me.
Guess what? You just proved that advertising on podcasts works. Reach thousands of local listeners each week and grow your business. Reach out to Constructive Curiosity to find out more by emailing contactus@constructivecuriosity.com.
Generic resumes will typically be passed over quickly by algorithms that are your initial front line that you have to be able to get through. So if you're not hitting the different position description details, the key skills, items like that, you're not going to even make it through the initial automation that's going to be pulling you out and saying whether you're a good candidate or not. So make sure that you customize each resume that you submit based on the highlights, skills, and experiences that are most relevant to the position. Tip number two, keep it concise and focused. Hiring managers often spend just a few seconds scanning each resume, so make sure that yours is easy to read, to the point, and stick to a one page if possible. So we'll talk about this a little bit more, and I'll go through what I've looked at as a hiring manager and how I've made it work for me. So when it comes to actually writing the different experiences on your resume, that's going to be our tip three. We talked about it a little bit last week when getting your LinkedIn bullets done. It's going to be very similar. You need to say what you did, which would be your situation slash task, the actions that you took part in, and then what the results were. So for example, instead of saying I was a project manager, say instead, managed a project for a multi-million dollar company by facilitating personnel operations, ensuring we stayed within the triple constraint, and we reduced our overall timeline for implementation by 25%. That says this is the situation, this is the task I was given, this is the actions that I took, and this is the result. That's going to make it much more effective. It shows how you can actually handle your skills, work correctly.
Looking for a great book? Check out Once Left the Field of Valor. When Damien Shaw finds a blood-stained envelope after a battle, he is struck by a series of debilitating flashbacks that threaten to unhinge him. The letter leads him on a grueling journey of penance to present it to its intended recipient. This addicting page-turner is filled with action, suspense, romance, and perseverance. It will keep you on edge to the very end and leave you wanting more. Get your printed edition or ebook today on Amazon.
And be a very effective leader in there. It also quantifies it. You have to put all those in there like we talked before. If you're not giving some kind of value, whether it's dollars, hours, anything else like that, it's hard to imagine what you're actually doing. So with the resume, something that I'll talk about, actually I'll release a video later this week giving you a little better idea with a visual, is talking about what I look for as a hiring manager on a resume. So when I've acted in those positions, the very first thing I look at is your summary. And think of it as you're writing a story. So your summary needs to be your attention getter. Make me want to keep reading. So it'd be your summary section, which is going to be your elevator pitch, basically written down, kind of like we talked about last week on the LinkedIn profile. Get my attention. Next, I recommend putting your skills and certifications section, because that's going to be your hook. You got my attention with what your summary says. Your skills and qualifications and achievements look like what I'm looking for. So now you have my attention, you've got me hooked, and then I move into your experience. Your experience is written in a star format. I'm understanding why it's important. You're quantifying your results. You're letting me understand what you've done and why it's important. And then from there, you can move into your education section, volunteering, any other things that you prefer. But it really needs to go summary, skills / certifications, then experience. That is the best way I've seen it sold. It's going to catch their attention, it's going to hook them in, and then you're going to give them all of the relevant experience for why you deserve the job. So now let's take a quick look at cover letters. So even though they're kind of a thing of the past, is what I keep hearing in a lot of places, you know, oh, cover letters aren't important. You know, if you do have to do it, just make it, you know, a generic overarching one. That's another wrong answer. You need to customize your cover letters. Each job is going to have different qualifications and skills that they're looking for. Put their name in there, you know, instead of just saying to whom it may concern. If you know the hiring manager, address it to the hiring manager. If you don't, put it to the, you know, to the company or hiring manager at said company. That'll make you stand out, showing, hey, at least you took the time to understand what company you're sending it to. You customized it, made it into their own thing for their position. Next, you want to start strong. Your opening paragraph should grab the reader's attention, like we talked about in the resume, and make them want to keep reading. Consider mentioning mutual connections if you have it, recent company achievements, or a personal anecdote that relates to what the job is. Next, be genuine and enthusiastic. Use your cover letter to convey your passion and your role with your company and how you could actually be a benefit for that company. And finally, make sure that you use your cover letter to fill in the gaps on your resume. So if it said it wanted somebody to be a project management professional in the job listing, if you are working toward that certification but you haven't got it yet, you can list it on your resume as in progress, and then you can talk about when you'll get it actually on your cover letter. So remember that these tips for crafting these impactful documents are going to help you and benefit you and make you stand out as you go toward it. So be relevant, be concise, make it make sense for what the position is. So that's all for today's episode of Constructive Curiosity. Thank you for tuning in. Please like and subscribe and share Constructive Curiosity. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube at Constructive Curiosity, on Instagram at Constructive_Curiosity, and X at CaseySprague_CC. Join us next time so you're always in the know to grow. Until then, stay curious, stay resilient, and keep growing.
Thank you for listening to Constructive Curiosity. Visit constructivecuriosity.com to learn more about our mental performance training, career coaching, and business management consulting services. Constructive Curiosity has the insight to get it right. Thank you for listening, and keep being the best version of yourself.